And you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on News Talk 93.1.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
It's Dancing with the Social Distancing Stars. Join us for a new season of D-List Celebrities, Dancing Alone at Home.
Hey, this is Pat Sajak. I'm doing the Mamba.
You vote at home to decide who gets eliminated. And speaking of eliminations, this format eliminates celebs from having physical contact with sweaty Ukrainian dancers in skimpy outfits. So unlike other seasons, none of the men will leave their wives for their dancing partner. But even with the sexual tension removed, there'll still be a lot of eye candy for all men and women watching. Dancing with the Social Distancing Stars. Coming soon to ABC.
What a bunch of crap.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. A large relief package for small businesses in the works today.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slated to bring this $251 billion package of emergency relief spending for small businesses over to the Senate floor this morning at about 10 a.m. He's already, though, anticipating major pushback from his Democrat colleagues. They want to include additional funds for hospitals and carve out about just under half of that money for minority-owned, women-owned, and veteran-owned small businesses.
Fox's Jillian Turner. And initial jobless claims just in show 6.6 million Americans filed for first-time jobless help last week. Analysts were expecting to see 5.25 million filing. That is on top of the 10 million claims from the past 2 weeks and brings the total for the past 3 weeks to a staggering 16 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Shut everything down. What do you expect? No surprise. Thank you, Lillian.
Woo! Oh, 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 oh. Anthony works polling voters for me, doing it all for just pennies. I've been wanting this job since 2016, spending all of my pennies. Working too hard to give you heart attack, tack, 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 tack. I ought to know by now, who the hell needs just a pat on the back? Is that all I get for my money? It seems such a waste of time. Is this what it's all about? Brother, if Biden's moving in, I'm moving out.
And so Bernie is gone.
Adios, muchacho.
Amazing how all that worked out yesterday.
That guy, whoever they just had on that piece, sounded just like him. They did a really nice job, I thought.
They did. And you know who else does a great Bernie?
Joey.
Oh, Joey?
Really does.
Does he?
Yep. Sometimes I'd give him an extra dollar in the afternoon to, you know, play Bernie. He was great. It's 8:05. He's going to make a face at me when he comes in.
Of course
Dow
he will.
Futures are up.
Uh-huh.
That's a good sign, but first...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Okay, so we have some showers in the area this morning, but they're doing exactly what we thought they would. There's a little line of, kind of a broken line of leftover showers from Alexander City now to just north of Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Prattville to around the Selma area. And it continues to fall apart as it approaches the I-85 corridor. So that's working out as planned. So cloudy this morning. gradual clearing, I think, after lunchtime. And it turns into a nice day with a high around 84. Cooler tonight, low 54. Isolated shower possible late tonight. Much cooler tomorrow, high 69 to 70. What a change. Clouds early, sunshine later. Mid-70s Saturday. Clouds will be increasing during the day, but we're dry. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night. Now, if you've been watching and listening to me most of your life do the weather, you know I don't whine about and try to make you worry about severe weather, but I am concerned about the Easter Sunday forecast when the threat of severe weather seems to be a perfect situation for the threat of tornadoes on Easter Sunday. We'll be watching it, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. We have time to watch it and get ready. So just keep it in your mind and get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather, and of course, we'll be here for you. Right now, west winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is still 71 with 88% humidity at 8:07.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
You know, the level of ingenuity and the changes that are going to be forever changes that have come out of this coronavirus experience. Check this out. Scientists and engineers in Maryland have turned breast pumps into ventilators.
Were you kidding? How could they?
They want the FDA to expedite approval because they're only $250 to make. Here's how it all got started.
Just as a mom, I've spent a lot of time with those devices. This is the primary compressor unit that's driving that that suction. And as you can see, it's got an inlet and an outlet. So we just moved the tubing from one to the other. That was the starting point.
How about that? Who knew?
Yeah. And I think it's good that the FDA has gotten out of the way so we can get hydrochloroquine into people and get them better. Amazing what can happen when you clear the deck and say, look, we're in a war here. We need to win. We don't have time for all the red tape. Another thing that's been a good thing, and I've heard more people call about it in the afternoon, they become food outlet shoppers. Because when everybody else had lines around the building or had nothing in the dairy case or the meat case, Food Outlet did. And not only, you know, USDA quality meat, freshest dairy, everything you possibly want, fresh fruits and vegetables.
The best people.
The best people.
Best people.
And they have a coffee cake.
Oh, yeah?
You know that brand that starts with E, Enemans? Yeah, they're not bad. I've used those in the past, but they have a brand called J. Skinner at Food Outlet, and they are phenomenal and a lot less expensive. You'll save throughout Food Outlet. And again, during this time, this is a perfect time to try them out and pay attention to what you pay, because it's all cost plus 10% with a few special items in the middle of all that. But basically, when you see what you're paying there and compare it to what you've been paying at the big chains, you're going to realize, wow, I could have been saving a lot of money if I'd done this sooner. In Millbrook on Highway 14, and yes, incredible people at all three locations, Main Street in Prattville, west of 31, and then my food outlet, I can't go there Sunday morning at 7:30 because we'll be on the air.
Right.
And I think they'll be closed on Easter. I'll find out. So I'll be there Saturday morning after the show. How about that? Does that work for you? Great group over there led by Danny Patterson. Food Outlet, 610 Local News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with the virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Mr. Sandman.
He is here and among us, Mr. Sandman. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late. I was playing with a 5-year-old granddaughter.
That is the best excuse you can ever give this show.
Well, I never,
grandchildren yeah. are a priority.
They absolutely are. We've got it for a few days, so I'm going to enjoy that. But, yeah, the store is closed right now, but I'm meeting people for appointments. I did several yesterday, and I actually got to go do a delivery up to Eclectic this morning. So, but I will be available if you need a mattress. Now, you know, she's just killing time. Don't call me, but if you really need a mattress, you know, come see me. Give me a call. My phone number is on the door. It's 549-6212. And that'll get straight to me. And I can make a time to meet you and load you up like we did several people yesterday. Or I can set up delivery on most items. Now, some of the real heavy stuff I can't deliver by myself. And I'm going to tell you that right up front. I'm getting old now. But I can get with you, show you what we have, no pressure. You know, stay away from you, let you walk around the store and pick out what you want. We can get it to you. And so just give me a call. And we appreciate everybody. We'll be back open as soon as, you know, the powers that be say it's okay.
I hope it's sooner than later. I mean, you got a huge building. Social distancing is no issue. It's very clean. No. So let's hope that they make a move sooner than later.
We sanitized and there hadn't really been hardly anybody in the building for 4 or 5 days. So, you know, anything that was possibly there is dead by now. So come see us, and we will take care of you.
All right, Lana, I'm going to cross that Dairy Queen. What time will you be available for appointments and so forth?
I'm pretty flexible on that. This afternoon I'll be open. I'll be available. And tomorrow I'll be available. And Saturday afternoon, I got several deliveries already. I've got to do so.
Need a mattress? See this man. This man, he's been behind this radio station since before I got here.
Yep.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
All right. Ready to start a conundrum?
Okay. What is it?
That's a question we ask the listeners and ask them to solve in exchange for a prize, but that's not important. Well, yes, it is. Because we do have a prize. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 1 in 10 employees say they fight with their coworkers about this.
Uh-oh.
Of course, if you're working from home these days, you won't be fighting with a coworker, but you might be fighting with a family. Who knows? But what is this thing that 1 in 10 employees say they fight with their coworkers about?
So it's a dilemma in the office place. It's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228 and 10 bucks goes a long way at the Seafood Bistro. 1 in 10 employees say they fight about this with their coworkers. We're ready for your calls now.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a little congestion around the boulevard at some of the major intersections. Moderate traffic around town right now, but no accidents reported into us to pass along to you. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along fine on this Thursday morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. Get your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota. No payments for 3 months with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For over 35 years, the Turner family of Montgomery Paint and Body has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. We're all weathering a storm right now, but this storm is damaging America differently. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon are open during this time, as always, to take care of your vehicle repairs. The doors are locked, but MPB is fully staffed and operating. If you need us, call for an appointment. Vehicles already in and due for repairs are on schedule. It's MPB's intent to handle all of your transportation needs on time. If you've been putting off a repair, now's an excellent time with so many at home to get your work done. At Montgomery Paint and Body, we work with insurance companies and we keep the process as simple as possible. For many years, we've repaired those little fender benders that may have happened as your son or daughter learned to drive. At other times, it may have been more serious. The MPB staff prides itself on repairing your car back to good as new, maybe better. Please know the Turner family is praying that everyone will be safe from COVID-19 and that your drives will be safe as well. When you need us, call 279-7325. That's 27-WRECK with a W.
Why do I have to follow with a great voice like Larry Stevens on the radio?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a challenge. All right, here's the conundrum. 1 in 10 employees say they fight with a coworker about this. What is this? And we start with David.
Temperature in the building.
Temperature in the building. Give me that thermostat.
That's it. Wow. That's exactly it. First call. Wow.
This is a smart man here.
I try.
Yeah, so, I mean, some people could have said maybe the radio station that's playing or the kind of music that's playing. Or a bunch of things.
The cleanliness of the company microwave oven.
Right. Yeah, the kitchen.
All kinds of stuff you can get.
All kinds of stuff.
Yep. Okay.
David, hang on. We got $10 of fine dining at the Seafood Bistro for you. Taylor, sorry, we already got a winner, but we appreciate you trying again.
Thanks.
Hey, no problem, Greg. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Glad to do it. And Sam, sorry,
hey,
man.
Hey, Greg. Hey, David. Oh, no. Rich had it right. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
My signal faded now. I've worked in some aviation hangars.
Right.
And a bit, two or three radios playing, and it just didn't cause the dangest fun.
Right.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I hope you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
There are a few good news stories going around.
Yeah, good news.
A hospital in Memphis found 27,000 old N95 masks. That's the kind that we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good one. Masks in storage that were still usable, but the elastic bands needed to be replaced. So a group of 400 volunteers with sewing machines got to work and fixed 20,000 in a single weekend.
Have you been using yours in public yet?
No.
Okay.
I did use it in the studio. I put some trail mix in it yesterday because it makes a nice cup. We might have a new record for the oldest person to survive the virus. This is the thing. Most people have this with mild symptoms. Some don't even know they had this coronavirus. A 107-year-old Dutch woman is now fully recovered from coronavirus. That's pretty impressive.
How old is she?
I'm 107.
Sorry. Good Lord.
She could. I mean, you know, the number one killer is old age. The Olympics got postponed last month until July of 2021. Now, a bunch of food that was supposed to be for the athletes is going to food banks in Japan. Hospital in Texas wasn't allowing visitors, but a woman's husband had promised her he'd always be there for her during chemo treatments. So we set up shop outside her window with a sign that said, "I can't be with you, but I am here." And a 34-year-old guy from Malaysia was in Japan last month when things got crazy. He had no symptoms, but he had to quarantine when he got back, and he didn't want to get anyone sick between the airport and his house. So just to be safe, He walked the entire distance from the airport to his house, a mere 75 miles.
You're kidding me.
Took 3 days to do it. And he is still not sick, by the way.
75 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Oh, it's Katrina on the phone.
Hey, Katrina.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Hey, you know.
I just want to give a traffic update in Wetumpka.
Uh-huh.
Not only is Georgia Road closed, I sat for an hour on Highway 14 near Old Barn Road and finally gave up and turned around. And that's the only time you move is when someone turns around and gets out of line.
Right. Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I know on Georgia Road earlier, that was a fatality, I think.
Yeah.
So. And that must be what's affecting 14, but tell folks, just don't even bother trying to go that way either.
We appreciate the heads up. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Nasty situation. Okay. At 8:22, let's talk about Eddie Bader. He's one of my favorite people. And when it comes to real estate, if you're ready to put your house on the market, and there's a place, man, you got to see this, Rich, that he's got in Lounsboro on the market for under two. Let me find it. I know he sent it to me recently. And it is like saying, buy me. It's nestled right next to the Alabama River. I mean, you couldn't ask for more beautiful spots, serene spot. And I know I have it here somewhere. I'll find that. I have that listing that I was saving from last week. Here we go. Oh, that's the animal story stuff. Here we are. Take a look at this. This is the place I'm talking about. 918 River Road in Lounsboro.
Hey, check this out.
That looks like a little piece of paradise. Look at that home. Look at that property.
Wow. Look at the wood grain, the wood floors. I love those.
It is in.
That's rustic. You know what? It's rustic.
On a large property, take a look at the price, though. It's under two.
That is amazing.
And it's got everything you could possibly want.
Lots of windows.
But
big space.
Whatever your need happens to be, whether you're buying, renting, or...
It comes with a box of donuts if you buy it.
That's right. Eddie promised.
1,900 square feet? Wow.
That's a lot of space. That's a lot
of
floor
space. That's a big
deal. And it's in the middle of serenity land. Lounsboro.
Yeah.
Three beds.
Not a bad drive.
And on 1 1/3 acres, roughly, of land. And everything in it is new. It's just amazing. Boy, if I wonder how long the commute from this place to the radio station is. It's just beautiful. When you're putting your house on the market, you want a guy who is literally spending every waking moment trying to find the next way to get it seen, to get it sold, to market the home properly. Eddie is especially good at putting together a photo montage that shows you the highlight reel in pictures. And great to work with, too. Just a hardworking guy, has the market in his grasp by memory. I've asked him many questions, and he never has to look anything up. He's got it here.
Mm-hmm.
So go with the best. Go with the hardest working guy. Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group. He's got a Facebook page under that name. You're Better with Bader, B-A-D-E-R. Or call him at 322-0662 for Eddie. At 8:25.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Scrubbing, I gotta wash my hands. not know whether he's coming or going.
Oh, I know.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
You think public officials should at least have somebody check to make sure they're wearing their face mask properly?
Yeah.
Before they turn up.
If the things are across. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And a face mask is worthless unless the nose is covered.
Right.
So we saw Chuck Schumer wearing his wrong yesterday. Our mayor had his wrong. And there have been a couple of others. There was a whole bunch of them on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, that was a funny picture of Stephen.
We got to get those out. So if we have to wear them, if it's recommended, we wear them so we can reopen the economy. Mm-hmm. And especially here, just because the closure is till the 27th, if it's flattening out and we can go back to work, let's do it. Okay? In the meantime, we will be here Saturday and Sunday morning. KFC is mocking people, not for wearing their face masks wrong, but I guess some people have decided. There's a guy in the UK who's been working for 18 months to perfectly recreate Kentucky Fried Chicken's secret recipe at home.
Oh, good luck.
He says his is now virtually identical in taste to KFC, so he shared it with the world. But KFC clearly doesn't think he nailed it. As people have been sharing pictures of their homemade KFC knockoffs on Twitter. The official account of KFC UK in Ireland has been responding and mocking them for how bad it looks. They've given a few people credit for good-looking fried chicken, but in most cases, they're calling the attempt sad and unappetizing. Well, you got to protect your brand, right?
That recipe is about as guarded as the Coca-Cola recipe.
Where is it? And how many people have access to it?
Oh, the one in Atlanta is supposedly in more than one safe.
Are you talking about Coke or are you talking about KFC? Yeah.
KFC.
Oh, okay. The Coca-Cola one is in multiple locations, multiple safes in different locations.
Exactly. Just in case of a nuclear attack, we'll be able to continue making Coca-Cola.
Right.
Netflix narrowly beats out YouTube as the most popular video platform for U.S. teens. We didn't have that problem, did we?
No, we didn't. There was no YouTube.
We had hi-fis versus phonographs and...
Yeah, and let's check out the Slinky.
Yeah, you know, they got the new copper one that's longer, climbed down bigger stairs.
You were asking about the KFC recipe?
Yeah.
Colonel Harlan Sanders' original recipe of 11 herbs and spices is inscribed in pencil on a yellowed piece of paper. This is now inside a Kentucky safe in Louisville.
Louisville.
That's what you have to say if you're local.
The safe lies inside a state-of-the-art vault that is surrounded by motion detectors, cameras, and guards. Each supplier produces a different recipe component. A computer at a separate supplier blends the ingredients so no single supplier knows the whole recipe.
Wow.
And even if someone got the recipe without the right proportions, cooking process time and temperature... He says it'll be fried chicken, but it won't be KFC.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? You gotta protect your brand. Stock futures are up. Actually, is that stock futures?
That's right now. No, that's right now. That's what it is right now.
Up 313.
Yeah.
If it could get past 24 today, it'll be halfway back from its highs.
We're into a bull market again.
Congrats, you just jinxed it.
we just went from a bear market to a bull market late yesterday.
Let's take another look at those numbers.
Yeah, right. No, it's still doing good. And it's very close to doing what you just said. In fact, it's real close to doing what you just said.
And you know what? We've seen surges at the end of the day. People buying in. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines. That's what Brett McDonald taught us. And he's the guy... So the next time we have a coronavirus or you're laid off or furloughed, you have a little nest egg to fall back on. He can show you how to start one of those. And that includes people that claim they live paycheck to paycheck. It's all about money management, and he can help you with that, 387-0094. Speaking of money, Jeff Bezos is atop the Forbes list of billionaires again. Net worth 113. That number would be double, except... Mrs. Bezos got the other half.
That's right.
Bill Gates is almost at $100 billion. He's got scraping by at 98. Bernard Arnault and family. I don't know who that is. That's France. Fashion and retail folks, $76 billion. Warren Buffett, $67 billion. Larry Ellison, a technology guy, $59 billion. Mark Zuckerberg, I think, has dropped. He's number seven behind Amancio Ortega. Jim Walton from Fashion and Retail, that would be Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Alice Walton, Walmart, and Rob Walton, Walmart, have spots 8, 9, and 10, and the three of them combined have $162.1 billion.
So does when you combine all three of them, does that beat number one on the list?
Yes, if you combine all those Waltons, but they're all individual owners. And so there are, you are with your world's richest people. One way you save money, one way is to, when you make a home improvement, make it smart. Go to Georgia Floors Direct, like people in this town have been doing for over half a century. An amazing, a huge warehouse. First of all, you can shop with total confidence. Jeff Mallinson told me that even folks who have come in, of course, when you're going to buy flooring, you want to touch the surface to know what you're getting, whether it's a hardwood, laminate, or a carpet. And you can do that without concern because they re-sanitize anything that customers have taken a look at. So no worries there. And then they can arrange installation with one of their folks. They just redid my bedroom. It's an amazing experience. The floor actually has some bounce to it. They put a nice pad underneath that carpeting. It had been in there since the house was built in the mid-80s, and it had no give whatsoever. I was surprised to find there was padding underneath it. Got ruined in a flood. Now it looks amazing. So whatever you're interested in doing, you'll save money, you'll save time, and you'll end up with a great result because Georgia Floors Direct is there for you from beginning to end on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Traffic at 8:35.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a little congestion around the boulevard at some of the major intersections. Moderate traffic around town right now, but no accidents reported into us to pass along to you. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along fine on this Thursday morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. No payments for 3 months with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
For right on time, there is a little ribbon of showers that is right over the river region right now, extending from, not quite Tallahassee to the city of Montgomery into Lounsboro. Just very light showers. It used to be a big deal, this line of storms, once it was in North Alabama. But it's doing what we thought it would do, and that's fall apart. So a morning shower, sure. That's happening in many places right now. Otherwise, look for improvement later. In fact, gradual clearing, especially after lunchtime. A nice afternoon, a high around 84. Cooler tonight, low 54. An isolated shower possible late tonight. Much cooler tomorrow, high 69 to 70, but we're dry. Clouds early, sunshine later. Mid-70s on Saturday, as clouds increase during the day, but we're dry. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. That's phase one of an ominous-looking storm system for Easter Sunday. I think the best chance of strong to severe storms would be from Sunday afternoon through Sunday evening. And right now, they have ramped up the threat level, and it has my attention on Easter Sunday with the threat of all modes of severe weather. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 94% humidity. Rain in some areas now. It's 72 at 8:38. Plumbing by Luke Guire is ready to serve you. They're not going to close. I mean, come on. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. It doesn't have to be during good times. It can be during crisis times as well. So they're ready to serve you at Plumbing by Luke Guire. All of their techs take the highest care possible to take care of your family. You know, when they send a tech over to your house, he's going to be healthy. You know, he's not going to have a temperature. They understand that plumbing is going to be a problem even in this crisis moment. So they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They do ask this. If you or somebody in your house has been ill, would you let the dispatcher know so they can make sure that their technicians take, you know, extra precautions as they're going to be wearing the gloves and you know, using the hand sanitizer and taking all precautions to keep everybody safe. At Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. They'll take care of you, as they always do, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up next at 8:39.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A joyous Passover.
Kosher, kosher, woman jazz.
Woman jazz, she kosher.
Sober, eat it raw.
Have much flavor and no yeast.
Matzo balls are heavy, so better eat them slow. And they're sort of binding, won't let my people go.
Hey, hey, oi, oi, hey.
Matzo, matzo man.
Matzo man, yeah.
I've got to be a matzo man.
I gotta be a
matzo, matzo man.
Yeah.
I've got to eat a matzo.
People have a joyous and wonderful Passover, even though the holidays this year, we get through Passover. Well, an amazing rainbow, actually. That was kind of a good
sign. That was nice. I saw that picture you sent me.
I took that. I was picking up at the drive-thru at Baumhauer's that they've set up. Very easy to use, by the way, baumhauers.com. Yep. And while I was waiting, and it wasn't long, I saw the rainbow in the rearview mirror, so I jumped out and got a picture of it. Very nice.
Very nice.
So that came as the sun was setting. Easter, that's another issue. I bet you're anxious to get home and see how...
Well, I'm going to PetSmart first. Yeah. I had recently gotten rid of a lot of stuff, and I need to buy the exact same stuff I got rid of.
We got a great suggestion from a listener on a name.
All right.
She said the dog's name should be Rags because it's the perfect rags to riches story.
That's nice. Thank you. That's nice. A lot of people have been saying this dog just won the doggy lotto.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is I would say so. That's the luckiest darn dog on the planet right now.
Jeff Blake used to say, I want to come back one day as one of Rich's dogs.
One of Rich's pets, right. By the way, listener Jim S. has suggested in advance of the severe weather, double-check your insurance coverages.
That's good. That's good.
Just to make sure if you do, we do have hail or damage, that, you know, you just double-check with your agent. There's been a lot of chaos in those markets. Let's bring in the great Ayatollah Jean Kerenistan.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day, less frequently during the stay-at-home curfew. We have some Morning Maroon nominees. The first one is an audio clip from, it's the second time today we've gone to Louisville. Is that pronounced,
Jay? That's the way you say it. Louisville.
It's kind of like you got something in your throat.
Louisville. And of all people now, we've been honoring and praising our doctors and medical folk for the job that they have had to do recently. But this doctor got a little carried away, arrested after choking a teenage girl for not social distancing. Listen.
Yes, okay. Yeah, we're leaving. Please, let's not cuss at each other.
What you want?
No, I'm not calling you anything, sir. Just don't talk to us with
this right here.
Hey, don't touch. Hey, do not touch. Hey, God.
You do not touch.
No.
Do not touch me.
You're.
Give me my hand.
No.
I'm going to guess that doctor may have an issue with his medical license after that clip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to recommend something, and if people say, get lost, well, at least you told them.
Yeah, you don't choke
you don't
them.
Put, especially on teenage girls, you don't put hands on or around their throats.
Not even in
Louisville. Absolutely not. All right, we have a man in Michigan who was wearing thong underwear as a face mask.
Oh, no.
47-year-old guy, you should know better, decided to use a thong to make himself a face mask. A 57-year-old friend saw him and made fun of him. So the guy hit his friend in the head and kicked him in the ribs. He is now, I mean, they know his identity. They just plan to serve him with an arrest warrant on assault charges when they find him.
Yeah, I hope he's not wearing a thong.
And Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland sent out a notice Monday letting people know that the last week a student showed a gun during an online learning session.
Jeez.
They informed the community of the steps they are taking to ensure security. Hey, school folk, you can't have a mass shooting or even an act, you know, if he's putting a, you know, showing a gun off while the video was on at his house.
Yeah.
You lose control outside the school, okay?
Yeah, right.
So they sent out this alarmist note to all parents who are furious because the child that was holding the gun was not doing anything irresponsible, fake shooting, any of that, you know, juvenile stuff. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
The doctor that is strangling the girl in
Louisville, yeah, the Louisville physician. And this station wants to be real clear. He neither represents or even bears any resemblance to any of our fine local physicians, including my Nobel laureate, Dr. Dennis Woodland.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Gulf States Mobility, you talk about businesses that are essential. I mean, I have to put them at the top of the list, the people that need them. They're the key to their mobility. Gulf States Mobility, sometimes called into a situation on a on an emergency basis. Somebody had just coming home from a visit to the ER with a slip and fall, falling off a ladder, some type of an accident, and facing several weeks of rehab with crutches. Well, there are things that Gulf States Mobility can do to make sure that the home doesn't present any further risk while the person is recovering and they can safely access what they need to do in a situation like that. Others who have situations that are more permanent in nature depend on Gulf States Mobility to restore choices, including the driving option. It's amazing. So many people who at one point thought they would never drive again now have control of their schedule back in their hands because of the VIM vehicles that they equip and sell with friendly long-term loan arrangements at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have been putting choices back into lives for a long, long time. It's an amazing business. It literally is a house of invention because there you can't have a one-size-fits-all approach to restoring choices to affected lives. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please look up Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. 849.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a little congestion around the boulevard at some of the major intersections. Moderate traffic around town right now, but no accidents reported into us to pass along to you. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along fine on this Thursday morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. No payments for 3 months with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive-up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
Due to the unprecedented situation in which we're all facing, News Talk 93.1 FM has joined with Fraser United Methodist Church to bring you a special presentation. Join us this Sunday as we bring you Fraser's traditional Easter Sunday service presented live. The service begins at 9:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, and you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on News Talk 93.1.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My request.
Oh, 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 oh. Anthony works polling voters for me, doing it all for just pennies. I've been wanting this job since 2016, spending all of my pennies. Working too hard to give you heart attack, tack, 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 tack. I ought to know by now, who the hell needs just a pat on the back? Is that all I get for my money? It seems such a waste of time. Is this what it's all about? Brother, if Biden's moving in, I'm moving out. Moving out.
I'm sure he'll get another nice house or fancy $90,000 sports car.
Boy, like you said, in the 6 o'clock hour, that story would have gotten mammoth coverage yesterday if the world was in a different situation.
What was interesting, and it never occurred to me, and I'm disappointed in myself for that because I feel like I'm trying to learn something every time we do a show or I talk to Brad McDonald, and when I asked about that nice rally yesterday, he said Bernie dropping out had a lot to do with it because the people on Wall Street, they know what games the politicians play. They also know what's a threat to their livelihood and our financial futures. Yeah. And whenever you have somebody who supports massive government, heavy taxes, punishing successful people, however you want to describe it, when that person is no longer a threat to business as we know it, there was another rally, I guess about 5-6 weeks ago, when Elizabeth Warren dropped out. They feared her as
they
much
really,
as Bernie.
They really feared her.
Because I'm going to go after those hedge fudge bands. You know, those people, you know, it's not like they're sitting there on top of a pile of money.
She even targeted Facebook and Zuckerberg.
We have such... That's why, even if you're not an investor, it's worth listening to Brandt so you understand how everything that happens in the stock market on any given day. There's Stephen Colbert. If I look at him, I'm going to throw a brick through that TV set. That's a mentally ill, that's a deranged person. Here's a guy with both feet on the ground at Prattville Farm Center. Eddie, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Greg?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain. What's going on now that we're at least a week deep into April?
Well,
spring
things
is
are
here.
Going strong around here. We are just filling a world of plants, trying to get everybody. Everybody's got time to garden now, so we're seeing folks we've never seen before trying to garden, and we're trying to spend what time we can with people giving advice and trying to help them. So, if, you know, anybody that needs help that wants to grow a garden this year that has extra time, we're ready. We got lots of seed and plants and all the fertilizers and insecticides and all that stuff, we ready. Now, we're doing business a little differently.
Yeah,
we're a little
explain
slower
that.
Than normal, and we're tired. So just we're asking folks to please be patient with us.
Well, yeah, I would hope. I mean, first of all, just being at Prattville Farm Center, the ambiance, the shuang fei of Prattville Farm Center is very relaxing. It's always reminded me of Drucker's store on the old show Green Acres. Big, open, friendly, and welcoming. And people can pull up to the side or they can call ahead and order something, right?
That's right. We've got areas around here so you can pull around through the lot and come up to our side door. We're approaching the car and we're coming asking if we can help you. If you want to look at plants and seed, we're parking you to the side and let you get out and look. If it's something we can handle from your car, you never have to get out of the car, and we'll handle it all from there. Or we are taking phone orders also, and we're doing our best to have them ready when they get here.
Well, I'm just glad to know you're working with it, as so many businesses are. You know, it's a tough situation when the government puts out a thing that says, you got to do it this way, you have to close. And
yes,
you
sir.
Guys have done
it. It's different for everybody. So, like I said, that's why we ask the folks just to be patient with us. Nerves are on edge, and we're just trying to do the best we can. And so far, so good.
All right, folks, there you go. Prattville Farm Center, please give your location and hours, Eddie.
All right, we're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just below McDonald's on the right. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And this Sunday, we're going to celebrate Easter a whole lot differently, but we're going to celebrate anyway.
Yeah, it is going to be a very different kind of day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Let me wish you a happy Easter.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Joey and Eddie, I see them in the studio. They must be next.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts.